Hey, good morning. I'm your farm director, Travis Cleven, here with an update for you. So this is clearly June Dairy Month, and it's a big deal in Wisconsin because we are America's Dairyland. You know, it just fits. Well, this is the time when everyone's starting to do their breakfast on the farms. The weekend's here, we're ready to go. One of the first ones happening, kicking it off, is Brown County's Breakfast on the Farm. So it's going to be this coming Sunday, June 6th. Now, the breakfast is from 8 to noon. But besides that, they're also having a church service at 7 a.m. if you want to get there early. It's going to be at Collins Dairy in Greenleaf. And the address, it's 3489 Hill Road, Greenleaf. 3489 Hill Road, Greenleaf. Now, I went out there and I was talking to Kevin Collins, who's one of the owners of the farm.
I'm part of Collins Dairy. So this dairy started back in 1993. We moved here with 40 cows and 200 acres of land. And then up to the present, we have 3,000 acres of land. We operate with 1,400 cows. From there, we do custom hire. Our son-in-law does our cropping for us. And so we mainly concentrate on the dairy.
Kevin was talking to me about how him and his wife Lisa met, because they're the ones that started this farm.
January 1st, so we did it during Christmas vacation so the kids could help move move cows that week. So just the farm became available. We both grew up on dairy farms, and we met at UW Short Course, Madison, and then we were married a year later, and we raised five children. And when this farm became available, it had an old milking parlor on it, so it made sense. So we just grew over the years and up to our present. So Castor, Mike and Kathy Castor, had this farm, and the previous owner had gotten sick and passed away, and so the farm was available for someone to move here.
So the interesting thing is that Kevin and Lisa bought the dairy that they're at right now, currently. And then my parents bought their old farm, and now we raise their calves. So it just all worked out. Now, one thing is, yeah, Kevin and Lisa did buy the farm initially, but now there's a lot more people involved in it. It just kept growing.
So Lisa and I, we had Collins Dairy LLC, and so just this beginning of this year, we took our daughter Brittany in as a partner, and then also a young man named Luke Hopkins that was our herds person, but very interested in being involved in agriculture and being part of something, so we made him a partner in the farm also.
So Collins Dairy hosting Breakfast on the Farm has actually been a long time coming.
Well, we got a year delayed with COVID, and previously, before that, we were going to do it, and then we had a barn fire, so we couldn't do it that year.
Oh, you were going to then?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was just too much going on. So we just, our biggest thing was to, we want people to see what real farming is about. Big or small, you have all the same challenges. And I think everybody takes a big pride in farming. So it shows people that we take care of our cattle and how we take care of our cattle. If you get right into it, you get to see, we graze cattle. Our heifers go out and grazing, so people get to see that part of it. But it's also just seeing the inner workings, what it takes to get a gallon of milk or a pound of cheese.
So Kevin was talking about how he thinks there's definitely a miscommunication and a misconception about bigger dairy farms. But that's why we have events like this, to be transparent and show them, hey, this is what agriculture is all about.
So I think people see, they think factory farming because it's huge, but most farms are owned by families, even though they've grown. But the days of carrying buckets and using a lot of hand labor has changed. So in order to stay profitable, you needed to grow and then to get some time off. Everybody wants time off. And there was a lot of previous generations, they worked every day of their life and never got that opportunity. So now the bit larger farms have multiple partners and we can get a day off or take a vacation, and the farm keeps operating like it can. And then we're always, like I said before, we're proud that we can support. We support like 18 different families. Plus, if you look at all the people that involve in your farm, other businesses you support, it's a huge, it keeps the economy going, keeps your local community vibrant.
So once again, Breakfast on the Farm in Brown County is going to be this coming Sunday, June 6th. It's from 8 to noon, but at 7 a.m. there is a church service. But with this Breakfast on the Farm, things are going to be a little bit different.
So it's a little different this year. So when we were planning it in March, we looked at it. We said we didn't know where June 1st was going to be. You know, if everything was going to be masked, if we have another outbreak. So we wanted to make it available for everyone. So everyone, no matter what level you're at, this way we decided to have a drive through where you stay in your cars, and that way, and then if you choose, you can go across the road and there's all kinds of activities. So coming in the driveway, there'll be, we'll have four different radio messages, and you'll be able to tune in on your FM stations.
So when Kevin's talking about those radio messages, it's basically just like, you know, think about during Christmas time when you go check out those lights and you got to tune into one of those stations so that the lights match up with the actual music. That's what's going to be happening. You tune into a station and then they're going to have a whole, you know, a message about, hey, this is what's going on. And then you drive through the farm, you'll get a tour and they'll explain things like what's actually happening, what you're seeing. So kind of cool that way because it is something different, obviously, but, you know, at least we're able to have breakfast on the farm. And also, like you said, it's not like you can't go across the road and hang out because there's definitely stuff going on across the road as well. But if you just want to stay in your car and that makes you feel safer, hey, go for it because then you drive through the farm, take the tour, grab your breakfast, and you're good to go. But you can go across the road. There's plenty of stuff going on.
If they are comfortable, they can drive across the road. We're going to have a straw maze. We're going to have pictures with the calves. We're going to have baby pigs here. We're going to have people explaining about our milking, about our nutrition, about our vet will be here, all the different aspects of the farm. So if you have questions beyond the tour, there'll be people here to explain that. And then we're going to have ice cream handed out with the meal. And when you go across the road, if it's a nice warm day and you want, there's going to be all the ice cream you want.
And then he was also explaining that, you know, if you're a big biker or even if you have a bicycle, doesn't matter, a four-wheeler, you know, whatever you're bringing to the breakfast on the farm, you can still go through the barn, but you'll just hop on a tram and then you'll go through. You're not going to be able to bring the motorcycle through the barn. It's just too loud and you don't want to mess with the cows. So at least it's still an option. You'll park your bike, hop on the tram, good to go. Once again, talking to Kevin Collins of Collins Dairy in Greenleaf because it's June Dairy Month, and that means Breakfast on the Farms are kicking off. So Brown County's Breakfast on the Farm is this coming Sunday, June 6th, from 8 to noon. There's a church service at 7 a.m. across the road from the farm, and it's in Greenleaf, 3489 Hill Road, Greenleaf. Once again, 3489 Hill Road, Greenleaf, this coming Sunday. Should be a good time. This is the Morning Update for you.